Saturday night fireworks show driven by SoCal Honda dealers. Visit angels.com/promotions for more details.
Angels Radio AM 830, KLAA.
Orange County, Los Angeles, and Inland Empire.
Where Angels baseball lives.
Hi, everybody. This is Juan Hernandez. If you want to break out of the gate fast like I do every morning, do what I do. Have a cup of Uncle Kimo's Kona coffee. Uncle Kimo's, you'll be glad you did.
The following is a paid program. Opinions expressed are those of the program sponsors and not necessarily the views of AM 830, its owners, or management.
Hi, this is Bill Coyne of South Bay Toyota, and if you're looking for an easy, hassle-free way to buy a car, South Bay Toyota is the place for you. Simply pick the vehicle of your choice, receive your price up front, and you're driving home. It's that easy at South Bay Toyota, located at the 405 Freeway and Western Avenue.
Horse racing fans, the Southern California Thoroughbred Racing Circuit continues in beautiful Orange County. It's the LA County Fair Summer Thoroughbred Meet at Los Alamitos, with daytime racing through Sunday, July 7th. First post is 1 p.m. Pacific. The summer meet will include the running of the Los Alamitos Derby on Saturday, June 29th. We'll also have a holiday racing program on Thursday, 4th of July. Plus, we'll host our on-track handicapping contest on Saturday, July 6th. You could win a seat to the National Handicapping Championship in Las Vegas. Contest format and rules are available at losalamitos.com. The card will feature our biggest race of the meet, the $200,000 Great Lady M Stakes. And when the sun goes down, the fun continues with Night Racing's Best Bets, the Los Alamitos Early and Late Pick Fours, plus our traditional Pick Six. Daytime racing action is back at Los Alamitos. Make your plans to join us for the Los Alamitos Derby on Saturday, June 29th.
Hey everybody, if you love pizza, and who doesn't, I've got the place for you. It's Doug and Daniel O'Neill's Little Caesars Pizza in Laverne at the southwest corner of Foothill Boulevard and D Street next to Stater Brothers. They've got freshly baked, delicious pizza at the best prices you'll find anywhere. Speaking of pricing, check out their hot and ready menu, which includes hot and ready Caesar wings, whole pizza, by the slice, crazy bread, Italian cheese bread, save a taco. Eat a pizza at Doug and Daniel O'Neill's Little Caesars Pizza in Laverne.
Folks, life is about family, friends, and the unforgettable experiences we enjoy together. If you are considering the Hawaiian Islands for that special vacation, a wedding, or perhaps a corporate outing, visit HalualohaGardenAndKitchen.com and you can see for yourself what this tremendous new venue located on the island of Hawaii has to offer. When you settle in at the Halualoha Garden and Kitchen, the breathtaking view of the Kona Coast adds a touch of enchantment far, far removed from the everyday stresses and strains of life on the mainland. Nestled on the slopes of the majestic Halu'aloha volcano, this venue offers guests a remarkable combination of Polynesian dining along with striking natural beauty and world-renowned island charm. With a top-notch chef and a fresh farm-to-kitchen approach, you'll experience island dining that is truly out of this world. Visit our website, HalualohaGardenAndKitchen.com, or call 307-461-1450 for complete details, and get ready for the experience of a lifetime at Halu'aloha Garden and Kitchen. Hey everybody, if you've got plumbing needs, commercial or residential, give my good friends at Western Rooter a call. Family owned and here to help, Western Rooter does it all and does it better 24-7. From clogged drains to complete copper repipes to water heaters, conventional and tankless, Western Rooter is here to help and will solve whatever issues you may have on time and under budget. Western Rooter, serving the Arcadia, Pasadena, and greater LA area for more than three decades. Call now at 626-448-6455, mention Thoroughbred LA Radio, and save 10% off your total invoice. Western Rooter, the best in the West.
The best of racing is always at Los Alamitos Racecourse, with thrilling thoroughbred racing action and the best of quarter horse racing, plus Night Racing's best bets, like our early and late pick fours and our $10,000 pick six promo. We'll add $10,000 into the pick six pool on Sunday if there's not a carryover. Our recent pools have included a $240,000 early pick four on May 26th and a total pick six pool of $270,000 on June 8th in horse players. Don't forget about our weekend doubleheaders with live thoroughbred racing action during the day, followed by our nighttime program. Make your plans now for the Los Alamitos Derby on Saturday afternoon, June 29th. Reserve a table today in the beautiful Vessels Club. For reservations, call 714-820-2681. And remember Burgart Sports Bar, with more than 60 HD TVs and plenty of great seating locations. We're all about the horse players. The best of racing is always at Los Alamitos Racecourse. For Vessels Club reservations, call 714-820-2681.
Want to bet your favorite horse but can't make it to the racebook? South Point Casino's racebook has the answer. Come in and sign up for the Nevada Racebook mobile app. For just a $50 minimum deposit, you'll have the racebook right at your fingertips, no matter where you are in Nevada. It's convenient, fun, and easy to use. When you do have time to visit, South Point Casino is the perfect place to be. Our racebook is completely separate from the sportsbook and totally dedicated to the horse player. With 52 overhead TVs, free Wi-Fi, and cocktail service, bring your tablet or smartphone and plug into the USB ports to look up your favorite handicapping website without draining your battery. Want to wager from your seat? No problem with our IPTs. Just sign up, make a deposit, and you're off to the races. Plus, you'll earn points for dining, hotel, movies, entertainment, and the spa just by using the club card when wagering. Whether you want to come in or play from the comfort of your home, South Point Casino's Racebook has you covered.
It's Thoroughbred Los Angeles, hosted by Mike Wilman. Thoroughbred Los Angeles is brought to you by Daytime Thoroughbred Racing at Los Alamitos Racecourse. First post time each weekend through July 7th is at 1 p.m. By Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee. Take it from top jock Juan Hernandez. Uncle Chemo's, you'll be glad you did. By David Wilson's Toyota of Orange, South Bay Toyota, and Villa Ford of Orange. Come see their great selection of new and used vehicles and experience David Wilson's world-class customer service. By the luxurious Halu Aloha Garden and Kitchen overlooking the majestic Kona Coast on the island of Hawaii. Visit HalualohaGardenAndKitchen.com and make your reservations now for the event of a lifetime. By Doug and Daniel O'Neill's Little Caesars Pizza in Laverne. Save a taco, eat a pizza at Little Caesars in Laverne. By the Ragas and Sheets. Get past the obvious and get the information you need to win. Get the Ragas and Sheets. By the Derby Room at Fairplex Park. Great food, great customer service, and free parking and admission at the Derby Room. By the California Thoroughbred Breeders Association. It pays to own and breed in California. By Pete and Evelyn Perella's Legacy Ranch, where stands the Red Hot Sire, Clubhouse Ride, and Straight Fire. By Bruce Finkelstein's BetOnBruce.com. By the South Point Hotel, Casino, and Spa in Las Vegas. Call Steve Johnson and make your reservations now at 866-780-RACE. And by Western Rooter, the best in the West. Now, here's Mike Wilman.
Thank you, Dan Jersey, and a very pleasant good morning, everybody. Great to have you with us. Opening weekend of what's billed as the Los Angeles County Fair Meet at Los Alamitos. Yesterday was actually opening day, and we'll go ahead and run next Saturday and Sunday. And then the third and final weekend is a big four-day event. That'll be Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and Monday, July 4th weekend, to close it out. But as for yesterday, some good racing. And a big, big comeback effort, really, from the winner of the ninth and featured Bertrando Stakes, $100,000, California breds, three and up, and none above the law, who had been winless in 19 starts since winning the 2021 Grade II Del Mar Derby. Hard to believe. Claimed three starts back by trainer Jorge Parabon for $50,000. And boy, he got a hot pace to run at. Antonio Fresu really played it cool. Bided his time, and this horse came with a rush at 9-1. That's right, 9-1 in a four-horse field. If you like none above the law, 0-19 coming in, you got a $20 win mutual with no show wagering there. And, you know, nice to see some new faces at Los Alamitos, including Antonio Fresu, who had a win earlier in the day. That was his first ever win at Los Alamitos. And None Above the Law gave Fresu his first ever stakes win at Los Al. Also, we had a young rider by the name of Welfin Arantes. Hadn't had a winner since last summer up at Emerald Downs near Seattle. He got it done in the eighth race at 2-1 for Leonard Powell, a starter allowance, and that horse paid $6.20 to win. A lot to talk about this morning. Also, I want to pass along information on Tyler Bayes. Tough break for Tyler. He was injured in a little bit of a mishap leaving the paddock for race three. He was on a horse for George Parabon by the name of Swift Harmony. This horse really became unsettled going out onto the track. I was there yesterday, but I didn't actually see the incident. Tyler went ahead and rode the race. The horse ended up fourth. Unfortunately, Tyler Bayes was off his remaining mounts due to what we now know was a fractured hand. Spoke with Tyler Bayes' agent, Brandon O'Brien, last night. He said, I guess in lay terms you could say it's an uncomplicated break, and they will be back opening day at Del Mar, but Tyler Bayes on the sidelines now for the remainder of the Los Alamitos daytime thoroughbred meet. Again, two more weekends after today. Let's get back to upstate New York and say hello to Jonathan Harduna, the Rags and Sheets, see what's going on back there. Hey, John, good morning. How you doing?
Good, Mike. How are you?
Doing good. Nice to have a little change of venue. I think it always helps everybody. You know, I mentioned Fresu. He came up one win short behind Juan Hernandez there at the Hollywood meet at Santa Anita. Juan with 36 wins. He knocked down his sixth leading rider title at Santa Anita. Fresu came up a head short in the last race, ended up with 35. And Phil D'Amato, he got his sixth training title, 22-17 over Doug O'Neill. So we moved to the new venue. It is Los Alamitos, just three weekends. Then we'll take a week off, and it's down to where the turf meets the surf, John.
Yeah, it's a bit of a break, Mike. It gives the low-profile barns an opportunity, you know, to make some money and to cash some tickets. And same thing goes for the jocks. I'm sure not many people, well, not many riders are happy that Antonio Fresu decided to actually ride there for the meet.
But, right.
Listen, you got to do what you got to do, and it's amazing. He really had a terrific Santa Anita and Hollywood Park meet, I guess they call it, or whatever it was.
Yeah.
He came up one win short, and if somebody told him opening day you're going to be within a win on closing day, I'm sure he would have taken it because Juan Hernandez was probably odds on to win that title.
Yeah. And you know, John, speaking of riders, I mean, my goodness, you look at what the colony's going to be there at Saratoga, and I know you're involved on a daily basis. But, Jake, I need you to take a look at this monitor for me, if you would. Sorry about that, John. Having a few tech issues here. But, you know, you got the brothers Ortiz, you know, Frankie Dettori, first time ever riding full-time at Saratoga, and the usual cast of characters, Luis Saez, Javier Castellano, on down the line, Johnny Velasquez. It's just an amazing colony at Saratoga this year.
It really is. You got a bunch of Hall of Fame riders, including Gerald Rosario. Like you said, he's going into the Hall of Fame this year. I mean, it's a who's who in riding. It's amazing. Hopefully they have enough horses to go around because it's going to be a terrific meet, and hopefully the weather cooperates. It's just been brutal heat-wise here the last week or so. It's amazing how hot it is. I can't believe they even run on a lot of these days. Today I heard the humidity broke a little bit down by Aqueduct, but it's just been brutal. I mean, you can't breathe outside, Mike. It's so hot, it's terrible.
John, we've been so fortunate out here, but all good things come to an end. Yesterday it got pretty damn hot, and this morning this is the hottest morning we've had so far this year. We've been blessed with the old marine layer, as you know, from living in L.A. for so many years. But just full direct sun. It's going to be pretty hot today, but then it moderates out a little bit. So still not anywhere near the kind of conditions you guys have been experiencing back there.
Yeah, at 8 o'clock in the morning when you go outside for the paper or bagels or something and it's 85 degrees, you know you're in trouble. It's not a good time to be outdoors.
Well, hopefully things get a little bit better for Saratoga, which starts when, John? Give us that date again.
July 11th is opening day, and it's right around the corner, I guess about 3 weeks, and I think Del Mar opens a few days before or after that. So
after.
It's going to be great. It's the best time of year for horse players, for everybody involved in the game. You know, it's really what people look forward to. They wait all year for these two meets, and hopefully they live up to the billing.
And folks, if you're going to Saratoga, make sure you got that American Express card. John, let's make some money today. Are you going to go down there to Aqueduct, Belmont at Aqueduct?
Yes, we are, Mike. We're going to look at the third race today, which is a mile and a 16th on the inner turf course. And I like the number four horse in here, Running with Scissors. This is an 8-year-old gelding from whom the Fernando Abreu barn, Trevin McCarthy aboard to ride. He's listed at 5-1 on the morning line. This horse is in top form now. Abreu's done a terrific job keeping this horse going. He obviously loves to run because he never disappoints. He fires every time. Again, 5-1 on the morning line. Number four, Running with Scissors. He wins today's third race at Belmont at Aqueduct.
Okay, post time for race three at Belmont at the Big A at 2:03 Eastern. Tell us about the website, John. What's up there now and maybe some changes to come as we transition to Saratoga and Del Mar? JONHARDOON.com.
Well, we have Los Al, we have Churchill today, and Belmont at Aqueduct. We have three tracks posted, and, you know, that's usually what the routine is, anywhere from 3 to 4 tracks, depending who's running and if they're having big race days at those meets.
Right. John, thank you so much, and looking forward to getting you out here to Los Alamitos on the back end of the show. Thank you.
Thanks, Mike. Stay safe and be well.
Appreciate it. And now we're going to welcome aboard Steve Anderson from Daily Racing Form. Boy, a busy guy at this Los Alamitos meet, the L.A. County Fair at Los Al, covering the product day in, day out, also doing a full race analysis up at the Alameda County Fair at Pleasanton, covering the CHRB, which is kind of where we want to go right now. Steve Anderson, good morning. Thanks for joining us.
Hi, Mike. How's this morning?
Good. Good to see you yesterday. And, boy, that was – it turned out – I mean, they say pace makes the race. That sure appeared to be the case in the Bertrando yesterday. You had Cowboy Mike out there dueling head-and-head. I'm looking for the chart if I can just get my hands on it, along with Don't Fight the Fed. And, boy, it set it up for the winner. None above the law, and you got a $20 mutual.
And a horse who was a 4-time winner, stakes winner in 2021, including the Del Mar Derby. We lose sight of the fact that he kind of overachieved as that season continued, going from winning the Silky Sullivan Stakes at Golden Gate to the Real Good Deal Stakes at Del Mar to the Grade 2. That was it. He had a 19-race losing streak going into yesterday's race, and he finally had another breakthrough for trainer George Parabon and his client, and they spent $50,000 on him, and they've gotten $67,000 back, by the way.
Yeah.
Back when they claimed him for $50,000 earlier this year.
So they're good.
Exactly. And now they can go to Del Mar. Now they can go to Del Mar with a myriad of options between turf and main track, and probably have some more fun with a veteran who's got 5 stakes wins now. So he's an accomplished horse, even though he took a little break between achievements.
Steve, we got a lot of ground to cover, not too much time. You cut your teeth in the quarter horse business. I know you've been in touch with people at Ruidoso Downs. They have had horrific wildfires back there, followed up by flash flooding. People killed, everything else. What's the latest from the Ruidoso area, and what about their racing?
Well, their racing is scheduled to resume on Friday, and horses are going to be coming back into the community today, having scattered across some parts of southern New Mexico and as far into West Texas, a couple hundred miles away after everybody evacuated. Not everybody, quite a lot of them evacuated last Monday and Tuesday. There are 2 fires in the Ruidoso area that have consumed 25,000 acres.
Yeah. Anybody
one
who,
of them,
go ahead.
I was going to say that the report this morning from the government fire officials is 31% containment on one, 7% containment with a little bit of rain in the area. So they're starting, believing that containment was 0 as recently as Friday. So they're starting to make some ground. They hope to run on Friday with some Rainbow Fraternity trials on Saturday and on Rainbow Fraternity trials as well, followed on Sunday by trials for the Rainbow Derby and Rainbow Oaks. And so that would give them a chance to get back into business. They missed this weekend, of course. So Ruidoso is in the southern New Mexico mountains at 6,400 feet.
Beautiful area.
Beautiful area, exactly. And it's a vacation spot for folks who live in the southwest, particularly West Texas. So the idea of as soon as they can get the community back up and running, to get the racetrack open and running, is vital because it's such an incredible part of their tourism.
Yeah, you know, Steve, anybody who's ever been there, the beauty of the place strikes you. Also the fact there's winding two-lane roads and some really, really scary accounts, people that were trying to get out of there, and they're in their vehicles and they're just barely crawling along, and you got fires on two sides of you. We wish them all the best. On a personal note, I got to tell you, Steve, first time I was ever there, I was partnered with a guy named Dana DeMuth. We were umpiring in the Texas League. Dana went on to an incredible career in the National League. And we stopped there one morning on the way from Amarillo to El Paso because I just wanted to watch some horses train. So he went ahead and went along with it. He liked it, you know. We gave the guy at the gate a couple of baseballs. We drove right up to the racetrack, saw some horses train, and then peeled out. But it's just, like you said, the elevation, you're over a mile high, and it's a special place. I sure hope they can get back to some semblance of normalcy real quick. Let's go to the CHRB. A big meeting this past Thursday, Steve. And, you know, with the closure of Golden Gate Fields, to put it mildly, there's a lot of fallout here. One of them is funding for a lot of things, including regulation, testing, and everything else. And as you note a few paragraphs down, to offset the loss of Golden Gate, tracks throughout the state have been forced to pay the difference. Steve, this is hitting some of the smaller tracks pretty hard, including Los Alamitos.
Yeah, this is an article that's part of Sunday's edition of the Racing Form.
Page 10.
The impacts are across the board. Tracks such as Los Al's Quarter Horse Meet, particularly the Harness Meeting up in Sacramento, which was run on a shoestring budget to begin with, and they're going to be obligated to pay a higher amount of money for the state for salaries for stewards, veterinarians, and, as you mentioned, laboratory tests. And there's another side of the budget that has to be covered by the racetracks, which is salaries for agency employees and then the annual operation of the agency as a business in all aspects. So the government doesn't do anything for racing anymore in this. That idea is gone. That went out the window 15 years ago with legislation that actually at the time allowed for a purse increase. So racing thought it was a good idea, and it was. But now handle's starting to fall. Tracks are starting to close, as you mentioned, with Golden Gate. And their obligation falls at the racetracks to finish completion of this budget. What's most worrisome to me, wasn't discussed at the racing board meeting, but was part of the information that was used to determine how this budget will be paid, is the contributions as a part of handle for the fiscal year that starts on July 1st. They're predicting a decline of about 8 or 9% in handle starting July 1st for 12 months. This state has already seen and sustained a drop in handle over the last 12 to 24 months that have led to purse decreases. Unfortunately, the forecast from the racing board is for continued decline. The sport really, really needs
statewide
some measure of leadership. Statewide, every venue from here to Ferndale, some measure of leadership that will help reverse that handle decline immediately, because the slot machines aren't on the horizon.
And just to be clear, you said are not on the horizon.
Are not, no.
Yeah.
No,
and as long as there's an Indian gaming lobby, they're not going to be on the horizon unless there's a miracle, you know.
It's a miracle, yeah. So what tracks are dealing with is some urgency to try to build handle. It can't just come from the computer guys. It's got to come from the rank-and-file customers. It's got to come from everybody. And that's the obligation they know they have to try to match. If they could get any sort of growth in that capacity, it'll lessen the burden of this budget situation.
Okay, now that you've just thoroughly depressed me, Steve, let's talk about Pleasanton. You put the work in, day out up there, you know, as you did at Golden Gate Fields. I see your best bet comes later in the day in race 7. Is that where you'd like to go for radio?
I think so. In regards to the fact that it's a runner who is the only multiple winner in this non-winners of 16,000 claimer, I think Outer Sunset should be the winner. It's a good card today. Yesterday's card was another strong program there too. But I'm looking forward to watching Outer Sunset run in race 7. As mentioned, it's a 16 claimer for 3-year-old fillies. She's already a 3-time winner. She's a patient filly, trained by Bill McLean. You get SCL Espinosa rides her. He's won a border a couple of times in the last few months, and I think that she's got a good chance with fillies like Galway Shawl and Little Lady Lou out there perhaps setting the pace, Outer Sunset in the stalking trip.
Okay, and post time for race 7 at Pleasanton, 4:49 Pacific. Steve, just back to the CHRB and what they had to deal with on Thursday. I just got to say this. You know, it hits. You mentioned the Cal Harness Sacramento, but Los Alamitos as well. Can you imagine if we didn't have a guy like Doc Allred at Los Alamitos, who has a passion for the game? They're already on incredibly thin margins there. You know, where would we be without him? And you saw Phil D'Amato closing day at Santa Anita go out of his way to acknowledge, the fact that he's had horses in training in Los Alamitos and how helpful that has been to his operation. You can say the same for Bob Baffert and several others. So we just got to wish the folks at Los Alamitos all the best because, this is a really tough thing to handle right now.
Yeah, their contribution to the budget was $593,000 last year. The current fiscal year that ends next week. In the forthcoming year, it's $1.28 million. So they need to find $650,000, almost $700,000, to pay for their portion. And, that's a lot of money for a track that doesn't have a nighttime handle that is extremely high. You know, they do million two, million three. You know, Del Mar's portion's rising from 4.4 to 4.9. And believe it or not, Santa Anita's is actually down a little bit from the 8.9 to 7.9 million. So Del Mar rises because they're going to host the Breeders' Cup, so they'll have big handle this fall.
Yeah. Hey, Steve, a pleasure. Really enjoying your work day in, day out in America's Turf Authority Daily Racing Forum. Would encourage everybody, get a hold of today's edition of the forum, page 10, and Steve lays it out in very concise, in a very concise manner. What folks are facing in the racing industry here in California. Thanks so much, Steve.
Thank you, Mike. Bye-bye.
Take care, and we'll get up to Santa Anita right now and say hello to Andy Harrington on behalf of NationalTurf.com. Andy, good morning. How are you?
Oh, excellent. The San Gabriel Valley Summer is descending. I'm sweating in my T-shirt and shorts this morning. I think everybody's very happy to get out of here to go to Del Mar and the cool breezes down there because it really gets to be very hot the last week of June and the first couple of weeks of July before we go ahead on down south. So Bing Crosby had the right idea.
Yeah, he certainly did. Here's hoping we can keep it going. I just want to ask you a little bit about yesterday. Bob Baffert had a highly regarded first-time starter that won easy with Kyle Frey, Dothraki. Got off at odds on $600,000 yearling. A little bit late getting to the races here, age 3. But he was impressive. That's the good news. The bad news is he had to be vanned off. Nothing physical, but he did bleed. I know you've seen this horse in the mornings, and, boy, he ran to his works on paper anyway.
Well, Bob historically will put good horses in a Los Alamitos. I mean, he supports the program over there. I mean, Arrogate started his career. He lost his first out at Los Al, but, you know, he'll put a good horse over there, definitely. It gives him a little bit of good spacing for Del Mar, I suspect. The bleeding is probably something that they, didn't see coming.
Right.
He's always trained. Dothraki's always trained like a nice horse. He's matched him up, Bob has, with Prince of Monaco and a bunch of the really good horses down there. So, you know, that usually tells you what Bob's thinking, put a maiden up against, a stakes winner. So we'll see how he may need a break or maybe it was just a minor thing. Who knows? I think he does think something of the horse. And just because the horse started his career at Los Alamitos is not a pejorative at all on the talent that Bob has.
No way. And the owners were there. I mean, they got the dub, but they didn't get the picture, unfortunately. Let's talk about today, Andy. Anything jump off the page for radio?
the pickings are slim, but so I'm just going to go into the middle of the card in here. The fifth race has a first-time starter from the Miotti barn on the rail, Journey de Oro. He's 6-5, but I think it's a single. The horse is trained like a pretty nice horse. It's trained better than a maiden 20 horse, to be honest with you. Every drove him pretty good. There's really not much in the field. I just put it out there. It's 6-5 in the line, and I think it'll go off around there. But, you know, it feels like a single to me, and I think it's got its field over a barrel. The known quantities are Los Alamitos or other horses that haven't done so well quite yet. So, you know, we'll go to the one horse in the fifth race, Journey de Oro, for the single and any of your rolling stuff, I suspect.
One of three Steve Miotti trainees in today. Tell us about nationalturf.com, what you offer and how folks can access it.
We've got a scouting report on all the horses that I've seen. We've got a Los Alamitos workout report up. It's not as robust as maybe a Del Mar report is, but there's some stuff there. Things like the Baffert first-time starter. There's another Baffert first-time starter in later in the card today. So, it'll give you some grades on the horses, good, bad, and indifferent, and hopefully it'll give you a little more information for your gambling dollar.
Terrific. Andy, thanks so much. Stay out of the sun, my man. Appreciate it. All right, we're going to go ahead and step aside, and we'll be coming back strong with John Lindo. Take a good look at the Los Alamitos card, talk about the Cal Bred of the Week. Orlando Gutierrez with a whole lot to offer today regarding the daytime and nighttime situations at Los Alamitos. First post time today at Los Al, 1 o'clock, a 9-race card. Looking forward to it. Stay with us. Kurt Hoover from FanDuel TV, top of the next hour. Whole lot of show left. This is Thoroughbred LA.
Angels Radio,
AM 830.
Here at David Wilson's Villa Ford of Orange, we are here to help. We're open for sales and service, and with hundreds of vehicles to choose from, we are ready to assist you. And remember, you can get into that brand new Ford that you've always wanted without leaving the comfort of your home. Visit us at VillaFord.com to buy or lease your next car with great upfront pricing and a 100% online experience. Great financing and big retail enhancements on Ford Fusion and all popular Ford SUVs are available now. Check our website for tremendous pricing and financing on all Ford products, including America's best-selling vehicle, the F-150 pickup truck. David Wilson's Villa Ford of Orange. Call or click today at 714-509-5615 or visit us at Villa Ford of Orange.
Horse racing fans, the Southern California Thoroughbred Racing Circuit continues in beautiful Orange County. It's the L.A. County Fair Summer Thoroughbred Meet at Los Alamitos, with daytime racing through Sunday, July 7th. First post is 1 p.m. Pacific. The summer meet will include the running of the Los Alamitos Derby on Saturday, June 29th. We'll also have a holiday racing program on Thursday, 4th of July. Plus, we'll host our on-track handicapping contest on Saturday, July 6th. You could win a seat to the National Handicapping Championship in Las Vegas. Contest format and rules are available at losalamitos.com. The card will feature our biggest race of the meet, the $200,000 Great Lady M Stakes. And when the sun goes down, the fun continues with night racing's best bets, the Los Alamitos early and late pick fours, plus our traditional pick six. Daytime racing action is back at Los Alamitos. Make your plans to join us for the Los Alamitos Derby on Saturday, June 29th.
From Golden Gate to Santa Anita to Del Mar, and everywhere racing is conducted in California, Bruce Finkelstein's Bet on Bruce has you covered. Full card selections available every racing day at BetOnBruce.com. Get advice on multi-wager ticket structures and improve your return on investment with Bruce Finkelstein's BetOnBruce.com. Bet on experience. BetOnBruce.com.
Attention Inland Empire racing fans. Watching and wagering on the races just got easier. The Derby Room located at Fairplex Park is open and ready to serve you. Watch and wager in the newly renovated Derby Room on races across the country starting at 9 a.m. each Wednesday through Sunday. Televisions throughout the Derby Room will keep you up to date on all sporting events. Add in great food and a great atmosphere, and you'll have the ultimate horse player experience. For upcoming promotions, go to thederbyroom.com. Thederbyroom.com. See you at the Derby Room, 2201 North White Avenue in Pomona.
From Hawaii's Big Island, nature has given us Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee, derived from a naturally occurring coffee bean that is only found in this precise altitude and climatic setting. Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee ensures a perfect start to your day or any cherished moment from sunup to sundown. Every treasured coffee bean is the result of nearly 4 years of nurturing on the 57-acre family farm in the mountains above Halu'aloha, Hawaii. And unlike many other coffee beans from the Big Island, Uncle Chemo's is estate grade and hand roasted. This means all beans are grown, picked, roasted, and packaged on the farm to ensure the beans are the most balanced and as rich in flavor as possible. Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee is now available on the mainland. To place an order, please visit UncleChemo'sKonaCoffee.com and look for our logo on the track and in the winner's circle, along with leading writer Juan Hernandez. Fans, visit our website and you can see for yourself that Uncle Chemo's emanates from a true island paradise. Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee, you can taste the aloha.
Hello, I'm Alan Mosna, Toyota of Orange. For over 48 years, we've said you won't get a lemon at Toyota of Orange. That means you're driving a reliable Toyota. It also means you're getting the best deal on every new Toyota in stock. We're talking RAV4, Camry, Tacoma, Corolla, you name it. How have we stayed number one all these years? By turning lemons into oranges. Toyota of Oranges.
Well, you won't get a lemon from Toyota of Orange. Well, you won't get a lemon.
Hi, everybody. This is Juan Hernandez. If you want to break out of the gate fast like I do every morning, do what I do. Have a cup of Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee. Uncle Chemo's, you'll be glad you did.
His side has turned inside himself to try and understand the serenity of a clear blue mountain lake.
And welcome back. Great to have you with us, folks. A quick word about the South Point Hotel, Casino, and Spa. Great place to be. It's always nice and cool in there. I'd guesstimate about 75 degrees. Listen, big Stanley Cup final, Game 7 tomorrow night. Why not do it in Vegas? The latest line that I've seen, the Florida Panthers, who have now lost three in a row, they're minus 112. Edmonton Oilers, the underdog, minus 108. And Steve Johnson reports they've got room in the race and sports book there at the South Point Hotel, Casino, and Spa. That toll-free number to call, 866-780-RACE. Ask for Steve Johnson in the race book. Let's get down to Carlsbad. Say hello to John Lindo. Hey, John, good morning.
Good morning, Michael. How you doing?
Good. Had a good time at Los Alamitos yesterday. Saw a lot of people. Actually crashed a winner's circle. I was invited. Clubhouse ride with another winner yesterday, race two for Craig Lewis, and it was nice to see Annie there as well. By the way, John, I know you know Annie. I've known her since I'm a kid. We grew up in the same neighborhood, but she told me yesterday she's actually retired, one of the most popular bartenders ever at Santa Anita over the last 40, 50 years, and she just said, you know what, it's just time. So want to wish her all the best. And post for pictures yesterday with Warren Showbiz, who was a prompt winner as the even money favorite, paid $4.80 to win. What about our cow bread of the week, John? I think you've got that one diagnosed.
Yeah, you were talking about the horse earlier, and that's None Above the Law, who won the Bertrando Stakes yesterday. A cow bred by the Kentucky Sire Caraconte out of the Northern Fleet Mare Legally Blanca. This is a horse that was claimed by the current owner, Hector Castrion, for $50,000 in February, a gutsy claim, considering the horse hadn't won since 2021. Jorge Parabon is the trainer. This horse was bred by Judy and Kirk Robeson. Gets the money yesterday. They're out on that $50,000 claim. The winner's share was $60,000 yesterday. Total earnings on None Above the Law now over $633,000. Mm-hmm. Great to see these connections get a nice win like this.
You know, he's originally with Pete Miller, did some really good things, won the Grade 2 Del Mar Derby in 2021. And to me, this is a six-year-old gelding, and it shows you the horsemanship these guys are taking care of. Just because a horse isn't winning, doesn't mean that he can't run anymore. Sometimes it's just a form cycle, a matter of circumstance. You get a horse down in class, starts to get his confidence back. I mistakenly said he was claimed three back. He was claimed four starts back in February for that $50,000 tag. They had the two scratches yesterday, and Fresu played it cool, which was the thing to do with Don't Fight the Fed and Cowboy Mike trading punches on the front end. And, boy, he came running, John.
Yeah, you know, you get an old class horse like this, like you say, you get their confidence back, all of a sudden they might just start stringing some together, and he'll dirt, he'll turf, he'll sprint, he'll route. You've got all kinds of options with a neat 6-year-old gelding, none above the law.
And we're going to be hearing from Antonio Fresu near the top of the next hour as well, John. Well, your take on the situation at Los Alamitos and Pleasanton, it looks like this weekend entries have been a little bit better than they were last weekend. They've still got a tall order on their hands, though, to try and make that entire Northern Circuit work, John.
Yeah, it's going to be a real work in progress. I'm sure there's a transition moving from training and racing on the Tapita at Golden Gate. You know, in general in California, Mike, you know as well as I do, the dirt races don't fill as well as turf races. No. We went over the numbers yesterday. It was significantly more turf races in the spring meet at Santa Anita than there were dirt. So trying to fill all dirt cards is going to be a chore. But, I give the horsemen up their credit. They're trying. They kept more horses up there than I thought that they would. So, I wish them the best of luck. They deserve the chance to at least try and make it work. And you talked about, Doc Allred and what he's done for the Thoroughbred horsemen in Southern California. I thought a great interview with Steve Anderson at Daily Racing Form, laying out some of the numbers and some of the concerns as we move on to the second half of the year.
Yeah, and boy, those are some big concerns. The projected handle by the CHRB for the next year, I think, is what Steve said, down 8 or 9%. That, wow. That's down off a down year, a couple of down years, you know.
I'll do my best.
Well, that's encouraging, John. Well, listen, for radio today, what are your thoughts?
I tell you what, let's go to the race number 6 today at Los Alamitos. In the 6th race, number 3, See Through It, goes from facing the Chosen Brawn last time into a $16,000 starter where he can't be claimed. So a massive class drop. He likes Los Alamitos. This is his home base. And most important to me, he gets Lasix back. He's dropping out of the stakes ranks. His race, best races are with Lasix on. I think he's in a perfect spot here, and I think he'll get the job done. Not a big price, 2-1 on the morning line, but number 3, See Through It, race number 6 today at Los Alamitos.
And, John, I mentioned, the South Point. Your stuff is up there as well. Tell folks about it, and it's free of charge.
Interested in getting out there for the 4th of July weekend coming up. The 4th of July is on a Thursday. You can hang out for the weekend. You can call Steve Johnson. You gave the number, 866-780-7223. And he'll tell you how you can get a Thoroughbred L.A. horse player's rate. And, again, the fast school, and it's cool in there, firm, and easy to play. He can play the sports again. And, obviously, with the horses going on, that's where I'm going to be in the race book.
Once again, folks, race 6, that's where John Lindo's best bet's going to come. Number 3, See Through It, 2-1 on Ed Burghardt's morning line. And post time for race 6 at Los Alamitos, 3:34. John, thank you so much, and good luck.
All right. Good luck today, Mike.
I appreciate it. And let's get down Catella, say hello to Orlando Gutierrez, a very busy guy this time of the year. Hey, Orlando, good morning. How are you?
I'm doing great, Mike. Good morning to you.
Good morning. It was good to see you following the Bertrando yesterday. I stayed out of the press box. I just kind of wanted to float around the paddock, see who was there. I saw Nick Alexander. He was dressed to the nines. At Santa Anita, he's usually very casual. He had the suit going with a tie and everything. I saw Art Sherman down there. He spent quite a bit of time with Jerry Hollendorfer, who had one horse in yesterday. It's good to be at a new venue for us anyway, for the circuit, and it's healthy. I really, really enjoyed it. We had some good racing.
Absolutely, Mike. We talked to so many people that just enjoy just being out at the Orange County weather and enjoy being out there at Los Alamitos. Even if those are short meets, like you said, the change of venue is big, just the change of atmosphere, different plays, enjoying the Vessels Club, different racetrack, the palm trees in the infield. It's just a nice, nice day. It was, like you mentioned, got a little bit warmer as the racing program went on, but still some good races, exciting races. in a really nice Bertrando.
You sent me a text, Orlando, said you guys were actually up slightly from last year's opening day.
We were, you know, just a little bit. But, you know, in Canada, you're even or a little bit higher up. That's a nice win. It's a great win to get out of the knee for sure, just kicking off in a positive way. And continuing on, we are going to race that 4th of July weekend from Thursday through Sunday. So we're looking forward to continuing this the weekend next week, Saturday and Sunday, and then wrapping up with what should be a really good weekend of racing.
Orlando, you've got 8 races under the lights tonight. You get underway at 6:05, and you get a little carryover into the nighttime pick six of $13,327. Let's talk about the card tonight.
Yeah, so 8 races on tap. That makes the pick six starting in race number 3, post time, will be at 7:01 p.m. First post is 6:05 p.m. And their 8 race card features a couple of stakes races at 1,000 yards. These are our summer stakes events at 1,000 yards. This program, the 1,000-yard program, so important for our meets now. And we do a couple of stakes events, one during the summer and another series in the winter. In the summer, Fillies and Mares, a $30,000 race. The number 1 horse, Coruscation, she's finished second in 3 of these races in the past. So let's see if the 4th time is the charm for Coruscation. She is 9-5 on the morning line. The main threat might be number 5, My Little Runaway, trained by Alfred Vocolo. He does really well here at Los Alamitos. He's got 3 wins from 11 starters this season. And from those 11 starters, he's finishing the money 6 times. So let's see if My Little Runaway can spoil once again Coruscation's hopes to get this victory at this summer stakes. The second stakes race is in
Hold on, Orlando. The first one you just talked about, that's race 4, which goes as 7:29. And then the other one is the 8th and final on the card tonight that'll go about 9:21. Sorry to interrupt.
No problem. That's correct. 8th race is for the open event. 10 horses in there. The top horse in this one so far has been number 7, Project Leader. He's 4-4-4 at Los Alamitos this season. They've added blinkers to this horse, and since they've done that, he has been so tough. He's a speed horse. He just does not get past once he gets the lead, especially with those blinkers. He's 4-1 here on the morning line. And you're getting a nice price on a horse that's been red hot here on Los Alamitos.
Okay, Orlando, let's talk about people coming out. I did see what I thought quite a few new people yesterday, and they look like they're probably Orange County people. They live in the area. You could tell they're not grizzled veteran horse players. But any advice for folks coming out to take in the daytime action, maybe if they're not all that familiar, where should they go? What should they do?
Well, definitely recommend you know, just visiting the Vessels Club if they're willing to, if they'd like to. You can get a better seat at Los Alamitos and the patio in the Vessels Club. Mm-hmm. $10 admission is affordable. And, again, you're going to get just an awesome view. That place is always shady. We have a couple of terraces. The Grandstand Terrace is a nice spot as well. You can sit there with shorts and your T-shirt and get a beer and a hot dog. And also we have a lot of patio tables on the mezzanine area.
Right.
Those are really nice. They all have individual TVs as well. So if you're looking to just come out and just have a nice, easygoing day at the track, the mezz area is really nice. A lot of stadium seating up there. It's all shaded throughout, and you get a good look at the paddock, a good look at the winner's circle. You're kind of right over the FanDuel TV set as well, so just a beautiful place to enjoy all the races.
Yeah, I mean, even though it is cooler for sure, Los Alamitos, it heated up yesterday afternoon, and then the breeze kind of died down too, which everybody was hugging the shade. But the good news is you've got plenty of seating there throughout the facility, and it's shaded throughout the day.
Absolutely. In every spot there, you can pretty much get to see the entire, racetracks, the layout of the racetrack. You know, we do have that long straightaway, that stretch. So, sitting up there gives you a nice look of all the action.
And, you know, speaking of that long stretch, when the sun's out like it was yesterday, it'll be out today. It's funny, you get a bit of an inversion being as close to the ocean as Los Alamitos is. You know what I'm talking about. And it's hard on any announcer because you're kind of looking into the sun out there, And at Del Mar, we experience the same thing, from time to time, late afternoon. I just think Michael Rona does a tremendous job sticking with the field. He's in command. And it's not an easy task because you don't really have that good of visibility. You've kind of got the a lot of moisture in the air, due to the proximity to the ocean with the heat. It's something to deal with.
It's amazing what he does. We're talking about that long stretch, and then you go back to the night card and the 1,000-yard races, and you get that sun that's now setting. So it gets pretty bright as the horses are coming around the turn. So I know he's got to, do a lot of hard work there just trying to figure out who's on top. Then they come out of the sun right into that close finish there, and he's got to, again, figure out who's on top, who's making the big move. And he never misses a beat. He is just amazing.
I know he is. He was born to do what he does. Once again, your best bet for radio tonight, Orlando.
Well, I talked to race number eight. This is the $35,000 1,000-yard Summer Stakes, and there's a lot of speed here. I mentioned how Project Leader has just been so good since adding blinkers, but again, he's going to be facing a lot of speedsters here. So I'm going to go to the outside horse, number 10, Proud Veteran, 6-1 on the morning line. He'll probably set off the pace, hoping for a hot pace, and try to pick up those pieces. He's a just like his name says, he's a proud veteran. He's won a lot of races here at Los Alamitos. He also actually drew into this race from the also eligible list. And I know the connections were thrilled to get into this race. From post number 10, I think you'll have a nice chance to kind of find a good spot. Veteran rider, good rider, Diego Herrera, really smart jockey. He's won this race before. I'll give number 10, Proud Veteran, a shot at 6-1 on the morning line. And again, we have that nice carryover over $13,000. The total pool should be around $90,000, Mike.
Okay, good to know. And a 7-year-old gelding, number 10, Proud Veteran, 8th and final. That's going to be Orlando Gutierrez's play of the night. And post time again for the 8th and final, 9:21 Pacific. Orlando, thank you so much. Keep it going.
Thank you so much, Mike. Have a great day.
All right. We'll step aside one final time here in hour one, coming back strong with Toby Terrell of Winner's Card. Don't forget Kurt Hoover from FanDuel TV, top of the next hour. And we're going to be hearing from Antonio Fresu, who had a riding double yesterday and got his first ever stakes win. I also should have noted, very talented young rider whose business is being handled by agent Patty Sterling, Jeremy Laprida. First day ever at Los Al yesterday. He took the fourth with ace baby for George Parabon. This is Thoroughbred LA.
Angels Radio.
AM 830.
Hello, I'm Alan Mosnett, Toyota of Orange. For over 48 years, we've said you won't get a lemon at Toyota of Orange. That means you're driving a reliable Toyota. It also means you're getting the best deal on every new Toyota in stock. We're talking RAV4, Camry, Tacoma, Corolla, you name it. How have we stayed number one all these years? By turning lemons into oranges. Toyota of Oranges.
Well, you won't get a lemon from Toyota of Orange. Well, you won't get a lemon.
Horse racing fans, the Southern California Thoroughbred Racing Circuit continues in beautiful Orange County. It's the LA County Fair Summer Thoroughbred Meet at Los Alamitos, with daytime racing through Sunday, July 7th. First post is 1 p.m. Pacific. The summer meet will include the running of the Los Alamitos Derby on Saturday, June 29th. We'll also have a holiday racing program on Thursday, 4th of July. Plus, we'll host our on-track handicapping contest on Saturday, July 6th. You could win a seat to the National Handicapping Championship in Las Vegas. Contest format and rules are available at losalamitos.com. The card will feature our biggest race of the meet, the $200,000 Great Lady M Stakes. And when the sun goes down, the fun continues with Night Racing's Best Bets, the Los Alamitos Early and Late Pick 4s, plus our traditional Pick 6. Daytime racing action is back at Los Alamitos. Make your plans to join us for the Los Alamitos Derby on Saturday, June 29th.
Hey everybody, if you love pizza, and who doesn't, I've got the place for you. It's Doug and Daniel O'Neill's Little Caesars Pizza in Laverne at the southwest corner of Foothill Boulevard and D Street next to Stater Brothers. They've got freshly baked, delicious pizza at the best prices you'll find anywhere. Speaking of pricing, check out their hot and ready menu, which includes hot and ready Caesar wings, whole pizza, by the slice, crazy bread, Italian cheese bread, save a taco. eat a pizza at Doug and Daniel O'Neill's Little Caesars Pizza in Laverne.
Folks, life is about family, friends, and the unforgettable experiences we enjoy together. If you are considering the Hawaiian Islands for that special vacation, a wedding, or perhaps a corporate outing, visit HalualohaGardenAndKitchen.com and you can see for yourself what this tremendous new venue located on the island of Hawaii has to offer. When you settle in at the Halualoha Garden and Kitchen, the breathtaking view of the Kona Coast adds a touch of enchantment far, far removed from the everyday stresses and strains of life on the mainland. Nestled on the slopes of the majestic Halualoha volcano, this venue offers guests a remarkable combination of Polynesian dining along with striking natural beauty and world-renowned island charm. With a top-notch chef and a fresh farm-to-kitchen approach, you'll experience island dining that is truly out of this world. Visit our website, HalualohaGardenAndKitchen.com, or call 307-461-1450 for complete details and get ready for the experience of a lifetime at Halualoha Garden and Kitchen.
The best of racing is always at Los Alamitos Racecourse, with thrilling thoroughbred racing action and the best of quarter horse racing, plus night racing's best bets, like our early and late pick fours and our $10,000 pick six promo. We'll add $10,000 into the pick six pool on Sunday if there's not a carryover. Our recent pools have included a $240,000 early pick four on May 26th and a total pick six pool of $270,000 on June 8th in horse players. Don't forget about our weekend doubleheaders with live thoroughbred racing action during the day, followed by our nighttime program. Make your plans now for the Los Alamitos Derby on Saturday afternoon, June 29th. Reserve a table today in the beautiful Vessels Club. For reservations, call 714-820-2681. And remember Burgart Sports Bar with more than 60 HDTVs and plenty of great seating locations. We're all about the horse players. The best of racing is always at Los Alamitos Racecourse. For Vessels Club reservations, call 714-820-2681.
Hi, Bill Coyne of South Bay Toyota. Whether you shop online at southbaytoyota.com or in person, we'll make it easy for you to save time and money. South Bay Toyota is located just off the 405 freeway at Western Avenue where Torrance and Gardena meet. South Bay Toyota.
From Hawaii's Big Island, nature has given us Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee, derived from a naturally occurring coffee bean that is only found in this precise altitude and climatic setting. Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee ensures a perfect start to your day or any cherished moment from sunup to sundown. Every treasured coffee bean is the result of nearly 4 years of nurturing on the 57-acre family farm in the mountains above Halualoha, Hawaii. And unlike many other coffee beans from the Big Island, Uncle Chemo's is estate grade and hand roasted. This means all beans are grown, picked, roasted, and packaged on the farm to ensure the beans are the most balanced and as rich in flavor as possible. Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee is now available on the mainland. To place an order, please visit UncleChemo'sKonaCoffee.com and look for our logo on the track and in the winner's circle along with leading writer Juan Hernandez. Fans, visit our website and you can see for yourself that Uncle Chemo's emanates from a true island paradise. Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee, you can taste the aloha.
This segment is brought to you by the Bit Tavern in South Arcadia, just off the corner of 10th and Live Oak. Beer me at the Bit.
Welcome back, folks, on what's going to be a sizzler here in Southern California. Hey, it's too hot to cook. So if you're out in the Pomona Fairplex area, anywhere, Glendora, that area, Laverne, Upland, get into Doug and Daniel's Little Caesars Pizza in Laverne. They're at the southwest corner of Foothill and D Street, behind In-N-Out Burger, right next to Stater Brothers. And I'll tell you what, you'll be glad you did. You're not going to beat their pricing, and it's just tremendous pizza, along with hot and ready wings. They've got Caesar salad, Italian cheesy bread, and much more at Doug and Daniel O'Neill's Little Caesars Pizza in Laverne. As Doug says, save a taco, eat a pizza at Doug and Daniel O'Neill's Little Caesars Pizza in Laverne. I believe we're going to get up to Santa Anita this morning. Say hello to Toby Terrell of Winner's Card. Toby, how are you?
Doing great here, Mike.
And a little bit warm at the great race place this morning.
Yeah, well, you know, I guess we're finally catching up with the rest of the country.
Yeah,
all we see are these heat waves, and we finally got a little bit.
Yeah, finally. Summer actually technically just started, but really we've been very, very fortunate with the weather. It's been nice and cool, but that is no longer the case, at least for the next few days. Toby, let's talk about what you saw yesterday at Los Alamitos. Any big surprises, in your opinion, in the way races were run?
Well, not really. It does appear that, I don't know if it was the heat perhaps causing a little change in profile, but if you were on the lead, you weren't home. You really had to dig deep and find more. You saw a lot of races decided right near the wire, and that's kind of the theme that I'm going with today with who I like in race number four, and that's the big horse Granada Flavor. This is a big, heavy, strong gelding that should get rolling down the lane. There are a couple of nice speed horses in here to set the table for him, and a hustling Abel Cedillo back in town with his new agent. No doubt he wants to get to that winner's circle for a red-hot Steve Knapp.
His new agent, Ryan Glatt, and they ended up being a good second yesterday on a horse for Steve Knapp, owned by Howard Siegel. Toby Terrell says it's number five, Granada Flavor, in race four. Winner's card, the yellow sheet, the best five hoops you're going to spend going to the races. You can also get it online at casetherace.com. Have a great day. Thank you, Toby.
Okay, Mike.
Folks, stay with us. Got a ton of show left. Kurt Hoover, top of the next hour.
The preceding was a paid program. Opinions expressed are those of the program sponsors and not necessarily the views of AMA 30, its owners, or management. Angels Radio, AMA 30, KLAA.
Orange County, Los Angeles, and Inland Empire.
Where Angels baseball lives.
Hi, everybody. This is Juan Hernandez. If you want to break out of the gate fast like I do every morning, do what I do. Have a cup of Uncle Skimmel's Kona coffee. Uncle Skimmel's, you'll be glad you did.
The following is a paid program. Opinions expressed are those of the program sponsors and not necessarily the views of AM 830, its owners, or management.
Hey, everybody, if you've got plumbing needs, commercial or residential, give my good friends at Western Rooter a call. Family-owned and here to help, Western Rooter does it all and does it better 24-7. From clogged drains to complete copper repipes to water heaters, conventional and tankless, Western Rooter is here to help and will solve whatever issues you may have on time and under budget. Western Rooter, serving the Arcadia, Pasadena, and greater L.A. area for more than three decades. Call now at 626-448-6455, mention Thoroughbred LA Radio, and save 10% off your total invoice. Western Rooter, the best in the West.
Horse racing fans, the Southern California Thoroughbred Racing Circuit continues in beautiful Orange County. It's the LA County Fair Summer Thoroughbred Meet at Los Alamitos, with daytime racing through Sunday, July 7th. First post is 1 p.m. Pacific. The summer meet will include the running of the Los Alamitos Derby on Saturday, June 29th. We'll also have a holiday racing program on Thursday, 4th of July. Plus, we'll host our on-track handicapping contest on Saturday, July 6th. You could win a seat to the National Handicapping Championship in Las Vegas. Contest format and rules are available at losalamitos.com. The card will feature our biggest race of the meet, the $200,000 Great Lady M Stakes. And when the sun goes down, the fun continues with night racing's best bets. The Los Alamitos early and late pick fours, plus our traditional pick six. Daytime racing action is back at Los Alamitos. Make your plans to join us for the Los Alamitos Derby on Saturday, June 29th.
Folks, life is about family, friends, and the unforgettable experiences we enjoy together. If you are considering the Hawaiian Islands for that special vacation, a wedding, or perhaps a corporate outing, visit HalualohaGardenAndKitchen.com and you can see for yourself what this tremendous new venue located on the island of Hawaii has to offer. When you settle in at the Halualoha Garden and Kitchen, the breathtaking view of the Kona Coast adds a touch of enchantment far, far removed from the everyday stresses and strains of life on the mainland. Nestled on the slopes of the majestic Halualoha volcano, this venue offers guests a remarkable combination of Polynesian dining along with striking natural beauty and world-renowned island charm. With a top-notch chef and a fresh farm-to-kitchen approach, you'll experience island dining that is truly out of this world. Visit our website, HalualohaGardenAndKitchen.com, or call 307
561-1450 for complete details, and get ready for the experience of a lifetime at Halu Aloha Garden and Kitchen. Nearly 50 years ago, Len Ragazin formulated the idea of speed ratings. Today, the Ragazin sheets are still America's premier speed rating product. Who uses Len Ragazin speed ratings? Trainers use the Ragazin sheets to place their horses. Breeders check the Ragazin sheets before making million-dollar decisions. And jockey agents consult the Ragazin sheets when choosing which horse to ride. But most importantly, the Ragazin sheets are used by players like you. The Ragazin sheets are available online at thesheets.com. Our website also offers free introductory material, including an online seminar. You can also receive free introductory material by calling us directly at 212-674-3123. That's the Ragazin sheets at 212-674-3123. Ragazin, the most respected name in racing.
The best of racing is always at Los Alamitos Racecourse, with thrilling thoroughbred racing action and the best of quarter horse racing, plus night racing's best bets, like our early and late pick fours and our $10,000 pick six promo. We'll add $10,000 into the pick six pool on Sunday if there's not a carryover. Our recent pools have included a $240,000 early pick four on May 26th and a total pick six pool of $270,000 on June 8th. And horse players, don't forget about our weekend doubleheaders with live thoroughbred racing action during the day, followed by our nighttime program. Make your plans now for the Los Alamitos Derby on Saturday afternoon, June 29th. Reserve a table today in the beautiful Vessels Club. For reservations, call 714-820-2681. And remember Burgard Sports Bar with more than 60 HDTVs and plenty of great seating locations. We're all about the horse players. The best of racing is always at Los Alamitos Racecourse. For Vessels Club reservations, call 714-820-2681.
Hey everybody, if you love pizza, and who doesn't, I've got the place for you. It's Doug and Daniel O'Neill's Little Caesars Pizza in Laverne at the southwest corner of Foothill Boulevard and D Street next to Stater Brothers. They've got freshly baked, delicious pizza at the best prices you'll find anywhere. Speaking of pricing, check out their hot and ready menu, which includes hot and ready Caesar wings, whole pizza, by the slice, crazy bread, Italian cheese bread, save a taco. Eat a pizza at Doug and Daniel O'Neill's Little Caesars Pizza in Laverne.
There they go. O'Hara lost the rider. Native Diver is going to the front.
Gamely and Rising Market nose and nose. And Gamely is the winner by a nose rising.
Puppetry has the weight advantage. Form Away has the class. Which one's going to win it? Form Away, Marquetry. Form Away.
It's Thoroughbred Los Angeles, hosted by Mike Wilman. Thoroughbred Los Angeles is brought to you by Daytime Thoroughbred Racing at Los Alamitos Racecourse. First post time each weekend through July 7th is at 1 p.m. By Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee. Take it from top jock Juan Hernandez. Uncle Chemo's, you'll be glad you did. By David Wilson's Toyota of Orange, South Bay Toyota, and Villa Ford of Orange. Come see their great selection of new and used vehicles and experience David Wilson's world-class customer service. By the luxurious Halu Aloha Garden and Kitchen overlooking the majestic Kona Coast on the island of Hawaii. Visit HalualohaGardenAndKitchen.com and make your reservations now for the event of a lifetime. By Doug and Daniel O'Neill's Little Caesars Pizza in Laverne. Save a taco, eat a pizza at Little Caesars in Laverne. By the Ragazin Sheets. Get past the obvious and get the information you need to win. Get the Ragazin Sheets. By the Derby Room at Fairplex Park. Great food, great customer service, and free parking and admission at the Derby Room. By the California Thoroughbred Breeders Association. It pays to own and breed in California. By Pete and Evelyn Perella's Legacy Ranch, where stands the Red Hot Sire, Clubhouse Ride, and Straight Fire. By Bruce Finkelstein's BetOnBruce.com. By the South Point Hotel, Casino, and Spa in Las Vegas. Call Steve Johnson and make your reservations now at 866-780-RACE. And by Western Rooter, the best in the West. Now, here's Mike Wilman.
Thank you, and once again, a very pleasant good morning, everybody. Great to have you with us. Opening weekend of daytime thoroughbred action at Los Alamitos Racecourse. The Los Angeles County Fair Meet at Los Al runs for the next two weekends, total of three weekends. And on the back end of the meet, the four-day week, that'll be July 4th weekend, will be running Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and Monday. As for today, a nine-race card. We get underway at 1 p.m. And as advertised, we're joined now at top of hour two by FanDuel TV's Kurt Hoover. Hey, Kurt, good morning. Good seeing you out there yesterday.
Yeah, good morning, Mike. Good to talk to you. Just a quick correction, though, Mike. The final week is Thursday through Sunday for that 4th of July week. Thursday,
oh,
Friday,
wow.
Saturday, Sunday.
Sorry
that
about
final
that.
4 days.
No, yeah.
I just want to get out because 4th of July is always a big day at the track. But good day to kick things off yesterday, Mike. I heard you mention Los Angeles County Fair Meet. Some memories of that yesterday with the heat. It was a very warm day at Lowe's.
Yeah.
We had a little breeze early on, but it was pretty hot throughout the afternoon, Mike. But some good racing, good feature race, and really enjoyed being back at Los Alamitos.
The breeze kind of stalled out late afternoon.
Yeah, for sure.
But, Kurt, I did see what appeared to me to be a good number of casual fans. They're not everyday people, obviously, and they were looking around, seeing things to do and everything, and it's healthy for the sport. Anytime you got to change a venue, let's face it, it's a long haul in Arcadia now with no Hollywood Park. We're going from the day after Christmas into late June. And so you get a little break in the action. Some of the lesser people, if you will, they get a chance to get a toehold here. We saw Jeremy Laprida, you've been singing his praises, get his first ever win, first day riding at Los Alamitos. Antonio Frasu, first time, and he got his first stakes win with a riding double. So all good. George Parabén with a training double. So it's just good to get into a new place every now and again.
No question about it, Mike. I actually said that to somebody yesterday. I said, I feel like I'm on summer vacation, but I'm getting paid. I honestly meant that. It's just such a nice change of venue. It's been a long haul to Santa Anita. You know, without Hollywood Park, that just turns into a marathon meet. To your point of seeing different people, I have many people I saw there I could tell were just out for the day, maybe first time out, just enjoying the day with their kids, people coming down to the paddock. Just a really good day of racing, Mike. And you touched on the feature race with None Above the Law. I bring this up all the time, Mike, from having claimed horses in the past. Sometimes you claim a horse, and a couple races later you're thinking, boy, we threw away X amount of dollars. This is a really bad claim. What are we going to do? That's what it looked like with None Above the Law, right? Taken for $50,000 in February, three nondescript races, a couple minor checks, and really kind of tread water, and all of a sudden you get back $60,000, and all is good with the claim of None Above the Law. Funny how things turn so quickly in this game.
And you know, Kurt, I said to George Parabén after the race, you know, sometimes with short fields, it's tougher to come from off the pace. But in yesterday's instance, you had a couple of horses going at it pretty good. Don't Beat the Fed along with Cowboy Mike, and it set it up for the winner. And full credit to Antonio Frasu. He read it right.
Yeah, he did, Mike, and you're right. The other two went head-and-head on the lead in that small field. And Lovesick Blues and None Above the Law just lagged back. I was getting beat up, Mike, so I took what voucher I had left and fired a win bet on Lovesick Blues because I've always liked this horse. And he ran second again. I saw Steve Miotti right after the race, Mike. He was down, but he was kind of just shaking. I said, tough game. He said, boy, this is a tough game. I mean, his horse fired, right, ran his race, and he was second again. And some horses, Mike, you see they don't win. Like Lovesick Blues hasn't won in a long time, but he doesn't hang. He just gets beat by faster horses. It happened again yesterday. It's just amazing that some horses fall into that rut because he's not a hanger. He's a hard trier. He just got beat.
Kurt, I caught up with Antonio Frasu, who won yesterday's Bertrando aboard None Above the Law. And this is what we had to say back and forth. It's about a minute. Thought you might enjoy it.
Sure.
Yes, you think. Just talk about the trip you had and what you expected going in.
You know, I like the horse. I rode him a couple of starts back going down the hill in Santa Anita, and I didn't think I gave him I was a little bit unlucky. I didn't have the gap where I wanted to, but they all showed me that he was there, you know. And I don't know what happened last time. I didn't ride him. And today, you know, with the two scratches, I knew there was a bit of a pace. I just sat on him in the first turn, you know, getting comfortable. And once he was on his feet, you know, I started making ground on the backside. Gave him a breather around the last turn. And when I pull him out, you know, he showed his class. You know, I think he's back on his on his old form, you know, because he used to be a very nice horse. Mm-hmm. And today I think Jorge Periban, his trainer, brought him here in great, great shape. The horse was so relaxed in the post-parade. He was enjoying to be here. And, I mean, he showed it. He won in a good style.
Great to see you here at Los Altos. Congratulations.
Thank you. I love it here. Thank you.
Antonio Fresu, following yesterday's Bertrando. Hey, Kurt, to put it mildly, this jock, he checks quite a few boxes.
Yeah, I love it here, Mike. That was a good end of the interview there. Yeah, excellent rider, Mike. Got a great agent, Tom Canoes. He should do very well, not only at Los Al, but obviously at Del Mar after that big meet at San Ito, where he was just one short of the riding title. And to his point, Mike, with a horse like, you know, None Above the Law, he hadn't fired a big race in a while. That's the kind of race that can get him rolling again. I think that's what he's pretty much saying, right? You win like that.
Big time confidence builder. Up. Yep.
Big time, Mike. And then you find some spots at Del Mar, Calbred, or if you can run for a high price tag. But like I said, you know, yesterday morning looked like a bad claim. Last night, a super claim, got 60 in the bank, and you got a horse back on his game.
Yeah, yeah. Hey Kurt, Kevin Modesty was down there doing post-race interviews as well, following the Bertrando, and I just got to once again say what a great job he's doing, taking over the beat from the late Art Wilson, who was so tremendous for so many years. Kevin, with another, I thought, great informative column. He's got so much information on this page every single Friday in all the SoCal News Group papers. And this past Friday, he highlighted a Los Alamitos innovation, and Mark Ratzke, who works for Los Al, came up with this about a year ago, and it's called In-Play Probable Closing Odds, and they started with Race 3, Kurt. It's a good thing. It's a tool because it's really confusing for players now with all this computer-assisted wagering, the algorithms and everything else, the late odds changes. They're going to the gate, and you're off balance. You don't know where you stand because we see how they change so dramatically so often. I got to give Los Alamitos credit for going on with this, and it's displayed throughout the facility, Kurt.
Yeah, for sure, Mike. I saw it on the TV. I have a little TV down in my set down there by the paddock. What acts as a set by the paddock? But, yeah, it's helpful, Mike. I noticed in the maiden race yesterday with the Baffert horse, early on the horse was 1-9, 1-5, but those odds, they put up 3-5 and 9-5 with the second choice, and that's about what it ended up. So, yeah, any bit of information is helpful. If you don't think it's helpful, you ignore it, Mike. It's not interfering with anybody, and if you think it's helpful, you can use it because you're right. There are so many changes and odds and so much money floating around late these days at every racetrack, not just in Southern California, everywhere.
And this is part of what Kevin Modesty had to say about it in Friday's column, well down in the piece. He says, Horseshoe Indianapolis and Tampa Bay Downs were the first tracks to display them, meaning the projected odds, using projected odds from the Daily Racing Form's online past performance platform. Emerald Downs near Seattle is showing what it calls a dynamic morning line during its 2024 season. Later in the column, Kurt, he quotes our good friend Bob Ike, who co-hosts Thoroughbred LA on Saturdays here, and longtime handicapper in Southern California. Quoting Bob, he says, it's unfortunate there is even a need for this. He says it should be an embarrassment to Southern California racing and the industry in general that the late odds are so dramatic and prevalent that there would be a market for this graphic, but that's where we're at. Sadly, Kurt, he's right.
Yeah, Mike, it does play games, wreak havoc with when you're trying to wager and you get those win prices. It's amazing how often it happens, the swings like that. So it is a good thing Los Al is doing. And, you know, just following up what you're saying about the coverage of racing in the newspaper, like I get the Orange County Register, I open up this morning, there's charts, there's Bob Mazursky's handicap, and yeah, his Destiny story with a picture of the race and a full race coverage, you know, and it's just a $100,000 race. But that's what the kind of coverage you love to see racing get. And the Register and the other papers in that group do a great job of covering racing, Mike.
Yeah, I mean, I've got the San Gabriel Valley Tribune, same exact story, and full charts, graded handicap by Bob, and then Kevin's game story. Kurt, when I go down to Los Alamitos, I tend to stay away from the press box. I just want to be a fan. I had one beer, that's all. We're watching it. And a hot dog, really enjoyed it. And then I wanted to watch Hollendorfer saddle. He had one horse that had been with Steve Sherman most recently up north. And I'm watching, and who is in the stall with Jerry? It's Art Sherman. And I mean, they talked for a long time, Kurt.
That's cool. That's
how about really that? Cool, these guys competed head and head for a lot of years up north. And everybody who's been around the game knows what a competitor Jerry is. And he made more than a few enemies over the years. But Jerry and Art Sherman, they've been friends through it all. And as I said, this horse was most recently with Steve Sherman, Art's oldest son. So I kind of got a kick out of that, and I bet on the horse. Midnight Mojo ended up fourth. I thought, all things considered, factoring in the layoff, pretty good effort, Kurt. So we'll follow him down the line.
I like the paddock there at that low sound, Mike. You talk about really getting up close. You know, you can really see the action when they saddle the horses. And I know it's a cliche, Mike, but, you know, you say about a horse changing someone's life. Every time I think of that, I think of Art Sherman, because he is the definition of one horse changed a man and his family's life, right?
With California he did.
Pro.
Yeah.
That's the most obvious example I've ever seen in this sport.
Well, he only made about $15 million, right?
Right, exactly. Only about $15 million, right, Mike? With no pedigree, nothing else. But, again, it just a horse can definitely change your life, and that horse changed his, that's for sure. And I mentioned him the other day, Mike. Something came up with Art Sherman. I think it was a horse that he had formerly trained, and I said, that's the guy who didn't change one bit with all that success.
No.
Not a tiny bit that he changed, except having a much more comfortable life.
Yeah. And he's enjoying life now, you know. So, hey, Kurt, I mentioned in hour one, but I was unaware what really happened. Tyler Bays got hurt leaving the paddock for the third race. Were you on top of that?
No, Mike, you know, he rode the third race.
And, he rode it.
Yeah, he rode the third, but then there was a late rider change for the fourth. I didn't know what happened. He hurt his hand, Mike. I don't know if it was in the paddock or in the race or going to the gate.
Here's what happened, Kurt.
Yeah.
That horse got unruly. It was really kind of skittish coming out of the paddock up onto the main track, and I don't know what exactly happened, but Tyler hurt his hand there. He went ahead and rode the race, but they found out, you know, he had to take off mounts. I was in touch with his agent Brandon O'Brien late yesterday. He actually broke his hand.
That's bad news.
The good news, if there is any, Brandon said it's basically an uncomplicated break. And he'll be back opening day at Del Mar. So
that's good news. I think it's Del Mar on the horizon. Boy, that's about as tough a news you can get. So hopefully Tyler will bounce back and get back in action.
It just goes to show you, Kurt, this game, it's rough, you know.
It is really rough. Like, veteran rider, you're leaving the paddock, that's the last thing you expect to happen. So just hope he gets back soon.
Kurt, I saw Caleb Kelleher. I saw Joaquin Jaime. I saw Todd Shrupp on the set there at Los Alamitos yesterday. But you're doing the simulcast between races. You can catch that at Cal Racing Live and, of course, at all the brick-and-mortar satellites all over the country.
Yeah, Mike, very happy to be doing it. I'll be doing the simulcast job at Los Al for the whole meet, and I'll be back in action at Del Mar, being the simulcast host for that meet, and then back to Los Al in the fall. So next couple of months, Mike, I won't be tethered to a set. I will be in action doing the simulcast show. And, you know, you and I obviously did that for many, many years
at
Hollywood Park. Mike, it's still my favorite job. It's still a favorite thing I've done in racing. That and the replay show are the two favorite things I've done. And as you know, the replay show is long gone. Hope the simulcast show lasts a little bit longer.
And what about your handicapping seminar before the races today?
Old school Hector Palma is going to be on with me, Mike, at noon. Hector's got a couple in today, had a very good Santa Anita meet.
Yeah.
Talk about looking the same.
He never changes.
I started doing this 37 years ago, and he looks the same as he did in 1987 when I started. So looking forward to talking to Hector and getting his thoughts on how his barn's going, not only at Los Al, but into Del Mar.
Got the same pullover sweater, the Sansa belts, doesn't gain any weight, and he's still one hell of a trainer, Kurt.
Could be 100 degrees, and he'll have on the black sweater and be ready to roll, Mike. And yes, he can still train, Mike, and still put over a first-time starter and still make a good claim. So looking forward to talking to Hector today. And that's right about noon. And I want to give Los Al a plug, too, Mike, because they did some work on the set. A couple guys who really put in some time. We got better lighting. We got the set better. It looks better. As you know, from some of those things can be a scramble and nobody really cares. It's nice to see Los Al put some effort into it because they've done that all along. We've got things kind of straightened out for the seminar. And I noticed a difference just looks-wise. So it's good news, Mike.
All right, Kurt, let's get to it. Who do you like for radio today on the 9-race card at Los Al?
I'm going to go to the third race, Mike, and try and build a little pick six bankroll. It's a maiden special weight for California breds, 2-year-olds going 5 furlongs. I'm going to go to the bottom horse, number 6, Keep Dancing Nick for Steve Miotti. I think this colt has run better than it looks in both his starts. His debut back on May 3rd, He was down inside. He broke okay. And I actually thought he ran pretty well. The winner, Bodacious, won off by 6 lengths. The runner-up, our Heisman, was second by 7. And our Heisman came back and won by about 10 out of that race. I thought Keep Dancing Nick would run well on June 16th, and he really didn't. He broke okay. He just had no interest early, Mike. And then watching him in the final 16th and past the wire, he really took off. He finished well. He galloped out strong. I think drawn outside, going 5/8. He's coming back quick, which I like. We saw a 2-year-old win coming back quick yesterday, and I don't think it's a real strong field. He actually finished in front of the second choice, Mr. Machu Picchu, in that May 3rd race. I think drawn outside, Cal Frey rides back. He's 4-1 in the morning line for one of my favorite barns to bet on, Steve Miotti. Let's go to Keep Dancing Nick, 4-1 in this afternoon's third race.
And Kurt, is it not amazing how many juveniles the Stallion Stay Thirsty has in action here in Southern California, and they win at a very good rate?
Prolific would be an understatement, Mike. For instance, in that third race, 4 of the 6 are by Stay Thirsty.
Amazing.
So 4 of the 6 are by Stay Thirsty, and of course, all bred by Terry Lovinger. That doesn't happen too often at any racetrack. He's been a very productive stallion, Mike. And yep. Sometimes when you watch 2-year-olds, you know, from watching video, you can just see there's a run there and they're figuring it out. And I think this horse might figure it out today at 4-1.
Okay, and that would be the other Lovinger. Pete Miller's got Last Call Zondlo, named for one of the owners there, Gene Zondlo. And, of course, Terry Lovinger, the breeder. Last Call Zondlo, 6-5 on the morning line with Diego Herrera. Kurt, looking forward to today and tonight at Los Alamitos. And again, I say this, a change of venue is always a good thing.
Mike, I can't tell you how good it feels to be at a different place and doing something a little bit different. Hey, San Anita's great, but that long meet does get
it's a long haul.
The players, right? The horses, the players, the jockeys, the trainers, just to shake things up a little bit. And to your point, too, Mike, I just said earlier, some of the smaller barns get a shot to take a run at some good-sized purses and help pay the bills, and some owners make some money before you head into Del Mar work. It's so, so tough to win races. So looking forward to a good day. And, Mike, we got 6 days left after today, the Saturday, Sunday, and it should be a good 4th of July week, too, with the 4th falling on a Thursday.
Yep, for sure. Hey, Kurt, I mentioned Craig Lewis in Hour 1, yet another winner for the Stallion Clubhouse Ride, who stands up at Legacy Ranch in Clements, California. Warren's Showbiz, an older mare, got it done for a $6,250 tag, up to win by a neck yesterday under Armando Ayuso. Very talented young rider, and Craig assured me that Clubhouse Ride is set for 2025 at Legacy. The fee going to be the same, $7,500. What a run they've had with him.
What a sign, Mike. Honestly, I talked to Craig years ago. If I'd been able to afford to keep my good mare, that's who she was going to. Absolutely no doubt in my mind it was going to Clubhouse Ride, because he is one prolific stallion. Surprised that horse wasn't claimed yesterday, too, Mike, so Craig got to keep that horse.
Yeah.
Broke game winning yesterday for 62.5. But, yeah, what a top-notch stallion in California.
Hey, Kurt, really enjoy your work now between races at Los Alamitos, and then you'll be doing the same thing at Del Mar. That's good news, and you'll be with us a week from today. Good luck over there at Los Al.
Thanks a lot, Mike. Good seeing you yesterday, and looking forward to a good day of racing. So it's a little bit cooler, so have a nice day out at Los Alamitos.
I'll hold you to that. Hey, folks, before we break, a quick word about my good friends at Western Rooter, family-owned by Larry and John Batala, along with Mike Glenn. They've been in action there in Arcadia, based in Arcadia, for better than 4 decades now, 7 days a week, 24 hours a day. I can tell you, I personally have called on them at late hours, having owned a commercial building there in Arcadia. They are tremendous, on time and under budget. All you really need to know about Western Rooter, go to their website. They have over 400 five-star reviews. If you want to give them a call, Western Rooter, 626-448-6455. That's 626-448-6455. Or you can go to the website, westernrooter.com. Mention Thoroughbred LA. You get 10% off your total invoice. Western Rooter, the best in the West. We'll be right back.
Younger than the mountains, growing like a breeze.
Angels Radio.
AM 830.
Want to bet your favorite horse but can't make it to the racebook? South Point Casino's racebook has the answer.
Come in and sign up for the Nevada Racebook mobile app. For just a $50 minimum deposit, you'll have the racebook right at your fingertips, no matter where you are in Nevada. It's convenient, fun, and easy to use. When you do have time to visit, South Point Casino is the perfect place to be. Our racebook is completely separate from the sportsbook and totally dedicated to the horse player. With 52 overhead TVs, free Wi-Fi, and cocktail service, bring your tablet or smartphone and plug into the USB ports to look up your favorite handicapping website without draining your battery. Want to wager from your seat? No problem with our IPTs. Just sign up, make a deposit, and you're off to the races. Plus, you'll earn points for dining, hotel, movies, entertainment, and the spa just by using the club card when wagering. Whether you want to come in or play from the comfort of your home, South Point Casino's Racebook has you covered.
Attention Inland Empire racing fans. Watching and wagering on the races just got easier. The Derby Room located at Fairplex Park is open and ready to serve you. Watch and wager in the newly renovated Derby Room on races across the country starting at 9 a.m. each Wednesday through Sunday. Televisions throughout the Derby Room will keep you up to date on all sporting events. Add in great food and a great atmosphere and you'll have the ultimate horse player experience. For upcoming promotions, go to thederbyroom.com. Thederbyroom.com. See you at the Derby Room, 2201 North White Avenue in Pomona.
From Hawaii's Big Island, nature has given us Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee, derived from a naturally occurring coffee bean that is only found in this precise altitude and climatic setting. Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee ensures a perfect start to your day or any cherished moment from sunup to sundown. Every treasured coffee bean is the result of nearly 4 years of nurturing on the ...57-acre family farm in the mountains above Halu'aloha...
...4-820-2681. And remember Burgart Sports Bar, with more than 60 HD TVs and plenty of great seating locations. We're all about the horse players. The best of racing is always at Los Alamitos Racecourse. For Vessels Club reservations, call 714-820-2681.
Hi, everybody. This is Juan Hernandez. If you want to break out of the gate fast like I do every morning, do what I do. Have a cup of Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee. Uncle Chemo's, you'll be glad you did.
Welcome back. Hour 2, Thoroughbred Los Angeles. My thanks to Jake Rich inside here at the Big A for making things happen this morning. Let's get up to Las Vegas. Say hello to Bruce Finkelstein on behalf of BetOnBruce.com. Hi, Bruce. Good morning.
Good morning, Mike. How you doing?
Doing well. It's heated up a little bit here, as I'm sure you've heard, but we've been very lucky to date. But your thoughts from afar on opening day at Del Mar at Los Alamitos yesterday.
You know, it's a little slow right now, let's be honest. The entries are a little light, and
yeah.
This is what usually happens week one. Usually, the best racing is the last week, so I expect we'll get more in the entries and as time goes along, but, you know, that was a long meeting. That's the only not negative cue to Los Alamitos. It's coming off such a long meeting, and there were a lot of horses that ran the last week or so at Santa Anita. So there's a bit of a hangover there, but I expect things to get a little better weeks two and three at Los Alamitos.
I totally agree with you. One thing we haven't mentioned this morning, you know, Juan Hernandez comes off his sixth riding title at Santa Anita. He just was off yesterday, taking some time, but he's back today. He's only on one. It's for Mr. Baffert in race seven, a first-time starter that went for $500,000 as a yearling. Owned by Mike Pegram, Carl Watson, Paul Whiteman, big time, long time clients for Bob Baffert. 9-5 on the morning line in race seven, going 6.5. What do you make of this race, Bruce?
You know, he's trained pretty well. When I've watched him on XBTV, he looks a cut better than these, Mike. Now, here's the knock. Why does he start first time at Los Al? Usually, Baffert doesn't put his best horses out until Del Mar. And the other thing that more is a little worrisome is the rail. The rail at the beginning of the meeting is a little rough. So he's going to have to overcome the rail. I think the riders have to adjust, Mike, because it's a kind of a funny angle to
No turn, question.
Right? And I think the riders take a few days to adjust. So the Knox, I think he is probably, you know, a better horse than these, but he's going to have to overcome that obstacle. And, again, I'll throw it back to you. Do you think Baffert would start one of his absolute best here at Los Alamitos or wait for Del Mar? That makes it a little – makes him a little suspect, but I'll tell you what, not much else in the race. I mean, if he shows up today, he probably wins.
Well, absolute best, probably not. But, I mean, this filly, you know, she had been in training originally at Los Alamitos. She's by Arrogate.
True.
And that's a plus in terms of the rail and the unusual kind of layout there at Los Alamitos. It's you know, they kind of bend to the right a little bit heading into that far turn. But you break your maiden here, and that sure opens things up for the rest of the summer into the fall. So I think getting this maiden broken is a big objective. And the fact that they've got Juan today, that tells me that Bob Baffert reached out and said, hey, I'd really like Juan to ride this filly. So I'd go ahead and single her myself.
Yeah, I mean, I guess, yeah, there's not a lot else. And the other question, one other thing I'll throw a monkey wrench into it is it's taken her a while to make her debut, which is not typical Baffert, right? We're halfway through her three-year-old campaign. So she's probably had a little bit of some issues going in, but I agree. I mean, if you base it on the works on XBTV, she's a single today.
Okay, good enough. I'm glad you addressed that at my behest. Let's talk about the rest of the card, or do you want to go to Pleasanton yet, or what do you think?
Take a look at Churchill Downs, Mike.
Okay.
Let's go to the fifth race at Churchill Downs. This is an allowance race. And I'm willing to sometimes forgive.
Bruce, I'll be looking for this. Interesting, and this jock wasn't aboard last time out. It was Steve's son, Keith Asmussen. But Torres was up for a third-place finish in her second start at 7-2. They put the blinkers on. Career start number 4 today. And take a look at this purse and an A other than allowance. $127,000 for three-year-olds. How about
that? Hard to compete with that, isn't it? And, you know, not to mention, you know, it's all that money that comes in from machines and everything else. But, boy,
well,
it's hard as an owner not to send a decent horse to Kentucky when you see that kind of money in a non-winner's other than. It's amazing. And by the way, when you mentioned Christian Torres, I believe he won the riding title at Oaklawn.
He did.
This guy, he can really ride.
Yeah.
He's outstanding. A really good rider.
Speaking of the purses and what everybody in the game here in California, what we're up against now and the tracks in terms of competition for athletes, there's an item at the Pollock Report, and Ray's been talking about this for some time, that there is, you know, some impetus on the part of a couple, you know, a few major players in the game to try and get Kentucky to help out California with our purses, because so many of their sales graduates, they compete here in California, and this is obviously a huge market. There's got to be concern about this market. A, trying to shore it up. B, most importantly, keeping it going. However, when you talk to people in Kentucky, this is kind of the way they're feeling about it. And I'm going to quote a guy by the name of Damon Thayer, who's a Kentucky state senator. I think he's the Senate majority leader there in the Kentucky State Senate and been involved in the industry for many years. I'm quoting Damon Thayer. It's interesting that going on 2 years now, we keep hearing this hue and cry that Kentucky is supposed to help bail out California with its racing and breeding woes, Thayer said. Quote, as a racing fan and someone who participates in horse partnerships, I want racing to thrive everywhere. Every time a racetrack closes, it breaks my heart just a little bit. I grew up in Michigan where we once had 6 or 7 tracks, and now there are none. But this narrative that Kentucky is somehow at fault for what's happening in California, you can see it in some of the posts and responses. It's ridiculous. End quote, Damon Thayer. I mean, you know, their problems.
Mike, he's talking out of both sides of his mouth. He says on one hand, he doesn't want these racetracks to go away. And on the other hand, well, you know, tough cookies if it does.
Well,
so, Look, there are some big-time owners in California that buy Kentucky bred.
Oh, yeah.
I think some of the highest-priced horses actually run in California. I don't think Kentucky breeders want to see California racing go away. That's going to hurt them. That is going to hurt their bottom line. I don't know what kind of compensation Kentucky bred should get. Maybe there should be some type of a program. I don't think it would hurt anyone, actually. The way Kentucky, you know, they can give away the purse money like nothing. So, Mike, I think that's a politician talking, protectionist and on both sides of his mouth. And I think he's hurting the breeders there if California racing goes away.
Well, and to your point, and Ray Pollock has pointed this out, you look at the NFL and, hey, they're about parity. They know a viable enterprise. You got to be strong in all markets. And they pretty much are now. Major League Baseball has issues with small markets. We see it. You know, the Pittsburgh Pirates, when I was growing up, they were head-to-head with the Dodgers, Giants, and Braves all the time. And now they're small market. It's just incredibly tough with free agency and so on. I'm going to continue quoting Thayer here, Bruce. He said, I don't want California to collapse. I'm worried with the closure of Golden Gate Fields that Santa Anita could be next. It's my favorite racetrack in North America. And I would hate to see that. It would be terrible. But water finds its natural course, and we already see California trainers moving to Kentucky. So I think we just need to stop this narrative that we need to take Kentucky Thoroughbred Development Fund monies, send it to California to put on the purses there for Kentucky breds to run for them. That's just a non-starter. It's not going to happen, end quote. But along with that, apparently the way it's set up there now with these historical racing machines, there would have to be a change, as you said, maybe a new program or a change in legislation to get help from that slot revenue there in Kentucky. I don't have any answers.
Yeah, and the other thing about Kentucky is, as great as it is, they're not even close to the top handle in the country. So it's sort of artificial purses, right, Mike, based on...
It's not
on,
sort of, it is. It absolutely, it is. Yeah,
it's
for sure.
It's not like all the eyeballs are looking at Kentucky racing every day. They get some artificial help along the way. I think it would be best for everybody to maybe, that's a very provincial kind of way of looking at things. And
yes.
Again, if you took California owners away, they're not all going to come to Kentucky, okay? Some of them are going to go away. Some of the major buyers are going to go away. That hurts their breeding industry. So if there was sort of a progressive kind of, way to reward these Kentucky breds in California, I think it would be great for everybody. You don't have to give them a huge bonus, but something would definitely help. And like I said, here's a politician that only is worried about where he is, right? But it's kind of a narrow way of looking at things.
Bruce, I'll wrap this up with just a question. I know it's on the minds of some people listening right now. You want to lay a line on who's going to help us first, the hard boots or the Indian gaming folks? Who's going to help us first?
Would probably think the hard boots, but
okay.
My guess.
All right, you don't have to be so subdued. It's kind of grim, is it not?
It is, and look, we're competing. Let's face it, the Indians are that's a competing faction.
Thank
at
you.
At this point,
period. All right, hey Bruce, come out here to Los Al. Who's your best bet for radio today?
You know, truly a versatile horse, Mike. Go to the sixth race. The five horse, enjoy it straight. We talk about versatility. Here's a horse that truly is versatile. He's won numerous races on dirt, synthetic, grass, long short, on the lead, off the pace. He has a dirt sprint win back in February off a 9-month layoff. He loves to win. He's won 9 of 19. I think he's well spotted in this starter race. Sixth race, the five. Enjoy it straight, 7-2. Morning line.
Post time, 3:34 for race six at Los Al. Tell us about betonbruce.com.
Full card analysis at Los Alamitos with late races from Aqueduct. We also have best bets from Churchill Downs, the last half of the card at Churchill Downs. Audio also on the full card, and the best bets at Los Alamitos, all at Bet on Bruce.
Thanks, Bruce. Enjoyed the conversation. Take care.
Take care, Mike.
All right, let's hook up with Bob Mazursky, heads up the publicity efforts for Los Alamitos for their live daytime thoroughbred action. Bob, good morning, and congrats on behalf of the listeners. Really nice win last week on air. Montana in last Sunday's third at Santa Anita. We got an $11 win mutual. Well done.
Thanks, Mike. He was he took advantage of a hot pace. That's how I thought the race would play out, and then he had to survive an inquiry, but good ride by Edwin Maldonado to get the job done.
Bob, I enjoyed your game story on yesterday's Bertrando, and boy, in the winner's circle, you were quick to point out how long it had been in between sips for the winner of yesterday's Bertrando.
Yeah, he hadn't won since Peter Miller had him back, and he was a very good, you know, two-year-old. He had a lot of success as a two-year-old, won the Del Mar, as a three-year-old as well, won the Del Mar Derby, a grade two race, and he hadn't won since then. He'd lost 19 in a row, and yesterday the race certainly played out well for him. You know, the top Don't Fight the Fed and Cowboy Mike set it up nicely for him, so the horse that were running the last and next to last ended up running 1-2.
Yeah, that being none above the law, the winner. Let's talk about Edwin Maldonado. You mentioned him. He's certainly one of the guys that's going to figure prominently for leading honors at this very short meet, along with Fresu, who looks like he's going to be with us full time.
Yeah, you know, Antonio had a good day yesterday, won two races, won the first race with Francie Duparis, and then won the stakes race. So, yeah, it was a good start for them. And Maldonado is, you know, the all-time leader here. He's won more races than anybody else at the daytime thoroughbred meets. And he'll be a factor, of course, as well, and he'll probably ride here full-time. But it could be a very interesting jockey's race. There's a lot of guys here that are new, like Jeremy Laprida, Armando Ayuso has done well here in the past. So it should be interesting the rest of the final 7 days.
Bob, address this track profile. We noted that Juan Hernandez is on one today for Bob Baffert, first-time starter relatable from the rail in race 7. Your thoughts on the inside? We hear from folks, you don't want to be down there. What do you make of that?
Well, I mean, I think it's for a first-time starter, it's sometimes very tricky, but if the horse breaks, then it's fine. You know, we've had horses win from the rail here. Some horses have worn Chopas, the horse you referenced earlier. She rallied down along the inside yesterday to get up and win. So I think it's just if you get mired down there, if you don't break, it could really cost you yesterday. Mm-hmm. That certainly hurt a horse earlier in the card yesterday that broke poorly from the rail, and that basically ended her chances.
Who's your best bet on today's 9-race card?
I'm going to go to the final race today. I like the horse. It's now on the rail, number two on the program, Final Storm. I just think this horse is best around one turn for Phil D'Amato. He broke his maiden sprinting on the dirt when Dean Peterson had him. Then he won sprinting on the grass. So I like his versatility, and I like the fact that I think there should be pace in here for him to chase. So I like number two, Final Storm, in the final race.
And, Bob, we'll have jockey changes for Tyler Bayes today as well. He's not going to be able to ride due to a fractured hand.
Yeah, I realize that, and yeah, we'll have some changes lately. We haven't got any yet, but yeah, I'm sure we will shortly.
And he's planning on being back, according to his agent, Brandon O'Brien, opening day at Del Mar. Bob M. says it's number two, Final Storm, 9th and final today at Los Alamitos. You guys tee it up at 1 o'clock. Have a great day, Bob. Thank you.
Thank you, Mike. Take care.
You bet. We'll step aside, come back real quick with Toby Callett from South Florida, and then take two with Jonathan Hardoon. He's going to come out here to Los Alamitos. Stay with us. This is Thoroughbred LA on the Home of the Angels, AM 830.
Angels Radio,
AM 830.
Horse racing fans, the Southern California Thoroughbred Racing Circuit continues in beautiful Orange County. It's the LA County Fair Summer Thoroughbred Meet at Los Alamitos, with daytime racing through Sunday, July 7th. First post is 1 p.m. Pacific. The summer meet will include the running of the Los Alamitos Derby on Saturday, June 29th. We'll also have a holiday racing program on Thursday, 4th of July. Plus, we'll host our on-track handicapping contest on Saturday, July 6th. You could win a seat to the National Handicapping Championship in Las Vegas. Contest format and rules are available at losalamitos.com. The card will feature our biggest race of the meet, the $200,000 Great Lady M Stakes. And when the sun goes down, the fun continues with Night Racing's Best Bets, the Los Alamitos Early and Late Pick Fours, plus our traditional Pick Six. Daytime racing action is back at Los Alamitos. Make your plans to join us for the Los Alamitos Derby on Saturday, June 29th.
From Hawaii's Big Island, nature has given us Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee, derived from a naturally occurring coffee bean that is only found in this precise altitude and climatic setting. Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee ensures a perfect start to your day or any cherished moment from sunup to sundown. Every treasured coffee bean is the result of nearly 4 years of nurturing on the 57-acre family farm in the mountains above Halu'aloha, Hawaii, and unlike many other coffee beans from the Big Island, Uncle Chemo's is estate grade and hand roasted. This means all beans are grown, picked, roasted, and packaged on the farm to ensure the beans are the most balanced and as rich in flavor as possible. Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee is now available on the mainland. To place an order, please visit UncleChemo'sKonaCoffee.com and look for our logo on the track and in the winner's circle, along with leading writer Juan Hernandez. Fans, visit our website and you can see for yourself that Uncle Chemo's emanates from a true island paradise. Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee, you can taste the aloha.
Hey everybody, if you love pizza, and who doesn't, I've got the place for you. It's Doug and Daniel O'Neill's Little Caesars Pizza in Laverne at the southwest corner of Foothill Boulevard and D Street next to Stater Brothers. They've got freshly baked, delicious pizza at the best prices you'll find anywhere. Speaking of pricing, check out their hot and ready menu, which includes hot and ready Caesar wings, whole pizza, by the slice, crazy bread, Italian cheese bread, save a taco. Eat a pizza at Doug and Daniel O'Neill's Little Caesars Pizza in Laverne.
The best of racing is always at Los Alamitos Racecourse, with thrilling thoroughbred racing action and the best of quarter horse racing, plus night racing's best bets, like our early and late pick fours and our $10,000 pick six promo. We'll add $10,000 into the pick six pool on Sunday if there's not a carryover. Our recent pools have included a $240,000 early pick four on May 26th, and a total pick six pool of $270,000 on June 8th. And horse players, don't forget about our weekend doubleheaders with live thoroughbred racing action during the day, followed by our nighttime program. Make your plans now for the Los Alamitos Derby on Saturday afternoon, June 29th. Reserve a table today in the beautiful Vessels Club. For reservations, call 714-820-2681. And remember Burgard Sports Bar, with more than 60 HD TVs and plenty of great seating locations. We're all about the horse players. The best of racing is always at Los Alamitos Racecourse. For Vessels Club reservations, call 714-820-2681.
From Golden Gate to Santa Anita to Del Mar, and everywhere racing is conducted in California, Bruce Finkelstein's Bet on Bruce has you covered. Full card selections available every racing day at betonbruce.com. Get advice on multi-wager ticket structures and improve your return on investment with Bruce Finkelstein's betonbruce.com. Bet on experience. BetOnBruce.com.
Folks, life is about family, friends, and the unforgettable experiences we enjoy together. If you are considering the Hawaiian Islands for that special vacation, a wedding, or perhaps a corporate outing, visit HalualohaGardenAndKitchen.com and you can see for yourself what this tremendous new venue located on the island of Hawaii has to offer. When you settle in at the Halu'aloha Garden and Kitchen, the breathtaking view of the Kona Coast adds a touch of enchantment far, far removed from the everyday stresses and strains of life on the mainland. Nestled on the slopes of the majestic Halu'aloha volcano, this venue offers guests a remarkable combination of Polynesian dining along with striking natural beauty and world-renowned island charm. With a top-notch chef and a fresh farm-to-kitchen approach, you'll experience island dining that is truly out of this world. Visit our website, HalualohaGardenAndKitchen.com, or call 307-461-1450 for complete details, and get ready for the experience of a lifetime at Halu'aloha Garden and Kitchen.
This segment is brought to you by the Bit Tavern in South Arcadia, just off the corner of 10th and Live Oak. Beer me at the Bit.
Welcome back. Final segment, Thoroughbred Los Angeles. Hey, look, folks, summer's here. If you're looking for a new or used Toyota, you don't have to look any further than David Wilson's Toyota of Orange or South Bay Toyota. Special low-interest Toyota financing now. on a lot of popular makes. Camrys, RAV4s, Tacoma, Tundra trucks, 4Runners, hybrids, EVs, you name it. South Bay Toyota or David Wilson's Toyota of Orange. And you'll never beat the customer service. If you get over to Toyota of Orange, say hello to Robert Householder. Their number, 714-639-6750. Call or click today, South Bay Toyota or Villa For- or David Wilson's Toyota of Orange. Let's get to South Florida and say hello now to Toby Callett. Toby, good morning. How you doing?
I'm good, Mike. You're in Pittsburgh right now. And
okay.
By the way, you gave me the country roads, West Virginia. I just drove through those to get here. So
good.
I thought maybe that was an honor of me, but I guess not.
I didn't know you were up there. A no horse shortage today in South Florida. 11 races, full fields, Toby.
Yes, sir. I'm going to take you to the nightcap, and it's a Tapeta race. They're going around two turns. They're maidens, and I think it's a good spot for the 9 Del Mountain, moving back to the synthetic after a much better-than-looked effort from an impossible post on the grass. Behind Bell Mountain, we're looking at the 4 Sharp Wonder, the 2 Life is Precious, and the 8 Il Siciliano. 9, 4, 2, 8. We skate right through today's Gulfstream card.
Okay, Toby says race 11, number 9, Bell Mountain, post time 6:03 Eastern. And again, TobyCallett.com. Right now it's all Gulfstream, right?
All Gulfstream, all the time, my friend.
Terrific. Hey, take care. Have a great day. Thanks for checking in, Toby.
Thanks, Mike.
All right, before I go to John Harduna, quick tip of the cap to my good friend Ray Sabil, one of the best jockeys to ever come out of the state of Louisiana. Last night, he went into the Louisiana Sports Hall of Fame with a guy by the name of Drew Brees. Hats off to you, Ray. That's just awesome. Let's get to Saratoga Springs. Say hello to John Harduna. Hey, John, what's up?
Hey, Mike, I wouldn't worry about Baffert starting a first-time starter at Los Al. I believe Arrogate started at Los Al, so he was pretty good.
Yeah, but he got beat.
Yeah, okay, but he ran there.
Oh, yeah. No, he's got Baffert's got a lot of horses there with Mike Marlowe. And, I mean, in the case of this first-time starter filly he's got today by Arrogate, it's time to get moving. Get the maiden broken before you get down to Del Mar. I know that's got to be their thinking.
Absolutely. It leaves plenty of options open. And as far as Kentucky giving, you know, California any money, forget about it. Never happening. And it shouldn't happen, to be honest with you. Why should, Kentucky be responsible for California? They're big boys. They know what they're doing. It's like in this country, states want to help out other states that destroy themselves. Doesn't seem fair.
Well, obviously, you're kind of on the other side of the fence from Bruce, but it's a good conversation. I'll ask you, can you make a line? Who throws a few dollars into our tin cup first, the Indian Gaming Lobby or Kentucky?
Neither, but it should be the Indian Gaming Lobby. But that's obvious, and they don't do it. And someone's going to have to say uncle soon and then give in. I don't know who it is, but someone should, and the Indians should step up.
Well, hopefully we can make a case to make them realize that they can make more money by throwing in with us, at least in small part. John, we got to make some money today. How do we do it?
Let's look at Los Al, fourth race today, a mile on the main track. That's all they have. Number 2, Mastermind, the 6-year-old gelding from the Liberato Baracchio barn. Giovanni Franco comes in to ride. This horse has one race at Los Al, and it was a win, so that's good news. And he's 1-for-4 at the distance, 9-2 on the morning line. I like number 2, Mastermind, to win today's fourth race.
Okay, and tell us about JONHARDOON.com.
3 best plays, $10. Full card, $25. Today we offer Churchill, Aqueduct, and Los Al selections.
Best bet, Ragas and Sheets. John says it's number 2, Mastermind. 9-2 on Ed Burghardt's morning line. Giovanni Franco for Liberato Baracchio. And that kicks off the traditional $2 pick 6 today at Los Alamitos Racecourse. John, thank you so much. Have a great day there in Saratoga.
Thanks, Mike. Stay safe and be well.
All right, folks, hope you enjoyed the show. Thanks to all of you for being with us, and thanks to our sponsors. Without them, we're not here. We'll be back next week. Again, my thanks to Jake Rich making things happen live inside here at the Big A. We'll check you next week for everybody involved. Take care and good luck today.
You've been listening to Thoroughbred Los Angeles. Brought to you by Little Joe's Fresh Mex and the Bit Tavern in South Arcadia. Great food and ice-cold beer 7 days a week.
The preceding was a paid program. Opinions expressed are those of the program sponsors and not necessarily the views of AM 830, its owners, or management. Angels Radio AM 830, KLAA.
Orange County, Los Angeles, and Inland Empire.
Where Angels baseball lives.
Sound Blue Jays infielder Aurelvis Martinez gets an 80-game suspension for violating baseball's PED policy. Martinez made his Major League debut Friday against the Guardians. He's Toronto's top hitting prospect. Yankees DH Giancarlo Stanton goes